Let's go. Here we go. We have the biggest character of Sesame Street here. Mr. Big Bird.
Welcome.
Pleasure, lads. Good to be here. Very excited.
Yeah, you've heard of an ostrich. They might be the biggest bird in the animal land, but this is the biggest bird on feet. Human man. Big Bird.
Just fitted in.
How did you get the nickname Big Bird? Is it just because you're just a big bird?
I'm not too sure who made that up. Someone down at Warrandyte. Probably Shocker.
Was it from Warrandyte? Yeah, start there.
First time I ever heard it.
Right.
Oh, it might have been Hawley, actually.
Oh, really? Fuck, I thought that was just your nickname because you're fucking huge.
No, just Warrandyte. That's it.
Big wings.
I'll just roll with it.
Yeah.
Could be worse.
Yeah, I remember I'd just be on the sidelines. The birds are worse. The birds are word.
Yeah.
I met you at a few like Warrandyte functions and that, and afterwards I'd be like, "Oh, is Big Bird going?" And then this, one of the boys was talking about Bryce.
Yeah,
I'm like, who the fuck is Bryce? Who's
this bloke they're talking about? Where's the bird?
Oh, Big Bird. Yeah, let's go.
Fucking oath,
dude. So you've been grinding lately. You've been busy.
Yeah, been busy. We got the Nax, the drink company me and my mate just started. Well, he started probably 16 months ago.
Yeah. Right.
And I sort of seized an opportunity to get involved probably about 2 months ago.
Yeah, fucking nice.
Yeah, so it's been good. It's exciting.
Let's crack straight into one because I'm excited. I'm thirsty.
Yeah, watermelon's my suggestion, but
suit yourself. I like watermelon.
So Bryce here has given us a mixed slab of watermelon and lemon and lime. We appreciate that. We're going to get stuck right into one. You go watermelon, I'll go lemon, and I'll go.
Okay.
We'll switch it around.
Poppy. Oh, yeah, we've even got glasses with ice.
Yeah, professional. It's the
type of show we're running in.
These guys are actually our first sponsors ever already.
Yeah, it's good to be first.
Hey, hold on. We'd have to do a taste test first here, bud.
Yeah. we just did a good sauna session out the back and... Yeah. Bryce was saying that these have electrolytes in them, so it's good to feel good again after sweating it all out, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, how exciting. Like, just looking at the can, because I was a big fan of Nalc, and I remember when they started Happy Dad, you could see, like, the production line. It's just that silver aluminium can, obviously, just to start off, and it's pretty much what you've got here. But
75 calories, that's huge.
Yeah.
We could drink, like, 50 of them and still be sweet.
That's the idea. Yeah.
So let's give it an eyeball test first. I'll give it a paw test, sorry. I jumped the gun.
Well, that's a strong watermelon-y smell.
I know that smell.
Oh, it's delicious.
I know that smell.
So
the smaller cans.
Yeah, so 330.
330.
Worked out well. It's good for the calories, and then just get the alcohol that you want in it.
Right.
Sort of that's
seems
right.
To be a common trend. People want to drink less and get drunker at the moment.
Fucking oath.
Yeah, right. So that's how you use it. Yeah, right.
All right, cheers, huh?
Yeah, cheers, lads. Thanks for having me.
No, thanks for coming.
Oh, delicious. Well,
that's actually good.
Delicious.
What do you mean, actually?
Who the fuck's Ashley?
I was coming on here ready to fucking shit on this brand.
It's funny though. Like, you give someone a sample and that, and they go, "Geez, that's actually really good." It's like, what do you expect?
I know, but yeah, I guess.
Oh, it's delicious.
That is really good.
Yeah.
What is it? Is it vodka?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, so vodka base, which is good. So, like,
fuck, I can't taste any vodka.
And we were thinking, obviously, unreal. Like, seltzer base originally, but we reckon they're a bit, like, not much flavor. Seltzer, you just drink them because they're easy to drink, but with the vodka, you get a bit more flavor, a bit more to it.
We've been drinking seltzers, like, flat stick, probably for, like, 2 years now.
It's like all I drink. Fuck that, like, honestly, that is really good.
What do you reckon?
It's like a strong flavor.
I'm watermelon, and we're sort of working out which one's selling better. And we originally were like, lemon's probably the best seller, but
watermelon's coming.
Yeah, watermelon. Like, I sold them at a footy club a couple of weeks ago back in Denny, where I'm from, and that upstairs and downstairs bar. And upstairs, watermelon was going faster, and downstairs, lemon was going faster. So.
Oh, right.
Yeah, right.
There's no real method to madness.
So, Nacks are fucking good on the upper decky and the lower decky.
Yeah. Let's go. Upstairs and downstairs.
Dude, it's like, I know, obviously, I went through a bit of a White Claw phase as well. And
watermelon trash.
Yeah, it's trash.
But not for a knack. For fucking
White Claw.
Oh,
no, absolutely. But I'm just saying, like, I think it's got a stronger flavor than Nax.
Yeah.
It's actually, Yeah, I sound like I'm fucking brown nosing the brand, but it's actually really good.
I paid him before I got on here.
First sponsor in the slab.
And
yeah.
They're sugar-free, gluten-free, vegan-friendly. Kind of would have preferred you killed some animals to make these myself.
You want to sell them in Fitzroy, so you don't make yeah.
No, you're right. You're dead smart. Right. You got to hit every market.
Very, smart. Very smart. But look, 0.2 grams of carbs, huge, no sugar. And yeah, fuck, you just got magnesium, potassium.
No sugar and no need for booger sugar. That's a weird way to advertise them. But that's
you just got to do what sells.
I definitely don't see that written on the can anywhere.
No, that was false.
Ah, God, no. We don't stand by that.
That's right.
Oh, I love one day when this is worldwide and we have to bring back clips from this.
Hopefully. Oh, that's the dream, huh?
It might be the other way around. You boys might be worldwide and I'll be like, you haven't got those clips. Yeah, like, yeah.
Well, fuck, I hope so.
Imagine. Well, hey, let's fucking blow up together.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go
right.
on this journey dude. Together. I'm be fucking wrapped.
Dude, imagine seeing that though. Like, picture it 2 years,
Manifest.
3 years, a year from now, and we're just laughing about this fucking drinking a knack fucking in a club we own somewhere. Yeah.
In Ibiza.
After to a potty.
Yeah. Joe Rogan's just flown in to fucking record with us.
Oh, dude. Do the editing. We're too busy.
Your partner's way better at editing than yours now. Yeah. BG's released way more clips than he fucking ever has.
Oh, I can't even imagine a world where that happens.
The rest of it sounded pretty good after that.
Dude, it's wild. Like, when we started this pod, like, you know, it's sort of a lot of work, but it's weird the other things that you don't really think about that you have to get into. Like, you kind of have to become a social media not influencer.
Which you're going to have to fucking do.
Yeah,
you're
definitely.
Have to get into that side of things now.
And it's sort of probably been uncomfortable for us initially when we had the conversation about like that whole social media promoting TikTok, Instagram, but we sort of said, you've got to sell your soul to the devil a bit here and just go do it our way, like with our humor, not really get stuck just doing what everyone else is doing. So we've started to really drive that of late with the TikToks, that sort of stuff. And it's just us taking the piss really and enjoying it. Like, so.
And that's good.
It's more genuine.
It's raw. And it's like the episodes that do the best with us are the ones where we're just being ourselves.
Non-filtered.
We're not cutting anything. We're just having fun, talking shit. Because that's what people are looking for.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you can easily fall in the trap of doing what everyone else is doing or just sort of go back from who we actually are. And we thought, well, fuck, we're doing this because we like the drink and we bring people together. Like, we're not going to start doing TikToks and stuff just same as everyone else. This is who we are. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, well, we don't really give a fuck.
That's right, man. That's exactly what we said at the start. Like, we're not going to censor ourselves because there's, you know, a few people that might not like it. Like, at the end of the day, there's people that are going to like it and there's people that aren't going to like it and fucking can't please everybody.
Yeah,
who
exactly
cares?
And even I made my TikTok debut this morning and I was thinking, oh no, here we go. But then
you look natural behind the camera.
Yeah, well, the feedback was great and I thought, oh, maybe this isn't too bad, maybe I can get around this.
You just start to froth it a bit too.
Media Street.
Well, I was actually talking to my mate about that the other day. I was telling him he's like, he just plays video games all the time. And I'm like, why don't you fucking start streaming, bro? Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, nah, sort of worried about what people would think.
Yeah.
And then I was like, and then one of the other boys was like, oh, BJ's already done that. Like, he's kind of put himself a little bit out there. And I'm like, it's super nerve-wracking at the start. But the way I see it, like, you've got your close friends and at the end of the day, you don't really go that far outside that group and that close friends is going to know who you are and love you the way you are no matter what. So like, who cares if fucking Joe Blow from another fucking state doesn't like the content you're putting out? Like, at the end of the day, it's just your actual mates that matter.
Yeah. And it's not even about that you don't go outside. We're actually broadening our friendships all the time.
Yeah, of course.
It's just more about the people that you care about knowing that they respect you for what your morals are, I think.
Mate, this is fucking good.
Yeah, I want to finish this and have another one.
Shout out to Zach Jones. I'm going to have 5 or 6 of these in the tonight. So they're drive friendly.
Yeah, like, you can see what I said when I came in. I was like, I'm really looking forward to having a knack. And he's like, oh, it's good you're enjoying your own product.
Yeah.
Like, you boys will have one, you'll see.
Yeah. That's That's cool, man. It's got pink salt in it as well.
Yeah.
Which is Fucking pink salt. We all know about pink salt, mate. It's fucking good for you.
But yeah, no, so it's going good at the moment. Look, we're just nice sort of bit. Riding that wave. Obviously hitting a few speed bumps with just little things like licensing or production, sort of going from larger scale and just a few hiccups with one supply wasn't very reliable, those sort of things. You don't really see them coming. You don't really think about them a week earlier, but now all of a sudden your mindset's got to change and it's a business, so you got to sort of step up. It's been great. I've really been enjoying it.
That's true. Yeah, you got to – you kind of don't really know until you do have one of those road bumps, but now at least you know fucking you got to keep an eye out for that, you know. You got to – learn from him, eh?
Yeah.
How'd you come up with NAC, the name NAC?
So potassium and sodium is both in the drink, and on the pre-dog table, that's the sign N and AK. N, A, and K.
N plus AK.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So that's how it came up. So obviously Will.
So it's all about like the electrolyte base, that type. That's what we're pushing for.
Yeah, and that's what we're sort of, when the origins of the drink started, Will's a Darwin from Darwin originally. Yeah. It's obviously stinking hot weather up there, and I reckon about 18 months goes up there and they're getting on it and they're blind and they just end up mixing vodka with a Powerade.
Oh, right.
Just like, because hot day they were struggling a bit, just fix them up. And that just sparked something in his mind. He's like, if I can make a drink that brings the best things out of Powerade into drinking, because like people aren't going to stop drinking, yeah?
Yeah, if we
can get a product that is healthier and helps you when drinking
the sun. Hoping we can drink more now that we've got this.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, NAC.
I'm hoping we can fuel alcoholism with this drink.
Yeah, well, I want to bring drinking back. I think too many people are stepping away from the drug.
You're dead right.
We got a really bad drug culture. You want to get back on the piss heavy.
And here's Dicko saying he wanted to go sober at the start of this year. Yeah, right, buddy.
That's right, man. There's too many people thinking like that, and I'm just like changing that mindset one knack at a time.
I love it. It's so good. The logo, it's kind of like a digitalized, pixelated logo. I like it as well. It's different.
So a bit of a matte finish on it, which is grouse.
And it's cool.
I think it looks great and
very crafty right now. Yeah. It's fucking sick.
Yeah,
I love it. That's so exciting.
So let's go back. So you're so tall, I would have thought you were like 47 or something, but you're actually 26.
Yeah,
right?
26. The
yeah, because people keep growing until they're 50.
Normally sign of height's not really a sign of age. But.
He's had one too many knacks already,
buddy. Yeah, straight to me.
But yeah,
straight
26, so
couldn't come up with
starting to get on a little bit. Sit around you young blokes, I was just think, fucking hell.
Fuck.
Tom's getting
so what, 27 this year?
27 this year, towards the end. So, yeah, I know.
Can't be thinking like that, fuck. I'm already starting to think like that, and I'm not even 24 yet.
My housemate's 30, so he makes me feel young every day.
Yeah, that's good.
He doesn't know how happy I am about that.
Yeah,
I got his 30 from the
few weeks. What's your living situation? You have just the one housemate?
Two of us. So we got myself and Jackson. You boys would have met Jacko.
Yeah,
the big fella.
Yeah,
and then one other mate from Denny from the homeland. So there's three of us, just great.
Yeah, nice. Hey, is that your first share house you've been in, or?
No, I reckon it's about share house 30.
I've
been in a few. I moved back down to Melbourne when I was 18. Yeah. Fresh out of home. It's a share house after share house after share house.
True.
Yeah.
I haven't lived in a share house for the last 8 years. So.
Fuck, see, I've just been living with my parents my whole life.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even know what it's like.
I reckon
having a few friends start to move out now.
It must make you like grab life by the balls, I reckon. So what age did you move out at?
Yeah, so I moved out at 18 because obviously I moved down here for uni. So you don't really have a choice at that age. Like if you're from the country and you want to move down, if I had parents in Melbourne, I can understand why you'd want to stay there for longer.
Yeah.
House prices are more expensive here, more opportunity to save, but from the country, either stay in Denny or you just move out.
Yeah,
which is good, but
would you classify it as a bit of a hole?
Denny.
Yeah.
It's got its charm to it.
Yeah.
It's definitely got some attributes that point in that direction. But I try and get home as much as I can. It's not as often as I'd like to, but I still love it. A lot of my good mates are still from there.
Yeah. It's home too.
Yeah, definitely.
It's home.
Get back as much as I can. Yeah, it's exciting. I enjoy it back there.
In there.
But maybe I'll take this down there for a NAC trip.
Yeah. Fucking oath. Nice. So, like, what's the price of a NAC or rather, where can you get a NAC? At the moment?
So at the moment, mainly through us, like you can message us directly and we can get them out to you. Really, footy clubs have been massive for us.
Yeah.
Whole idea behind that, because like, obviously I'm played footy and so did my business partner Will. He's played footy his whole life. And I guess like you boys will know as well, when you're playing footy, it's a massive part of your life.
Yeah.
Part of a community. It's where you meet a lot. Like I wouldn't have met any of you boys if I wasn't playing for a
Warrandyte.
Yeah,
that's true,
So that's who we are. We love footy clubs. Why don't we approach them first? And they've just been open with open arms. They think like the idea of two young blokes having to go at something new, like, Yeah. Load it up. So
fucking oath.
Yeah. And then
so am I. I'm gonna try a lemon.
Yeah, I'll go for a watermelon. But I'll have to get another 4-pack.
Get in on, lads, that's what they're here for.
You'll have to start supplying the bunked in footy club.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's got some good football.
Couple of retirees in here.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, sorry, I'm on the right couch.
So are you still playing footy?
Yeah. Mm. Yep. Played a few games towards back end of the year back home in Denny.
Oh, yeah.
They've got a good team together. They're actually going a fair crack at it.
Yeah.
I thought I'm not going to miss out on a chance to win a flag before we best match from home. Thinking of the 10-year reunion, that's all I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
If I miss out
you're thinking about footy trip,
yeah,
aren't
you? I'm thinking if I miss out on a 10-year reunion, I'll never be able to live that day.
Yeah, I'm thinking, fuck, if we win the flag, imagine how many knacks I could sell with the boys.
Dead and drink.
Have you shotgunned a knack yet?
Yeah, we shotgunned a few knacks from time to time.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, we should barrel one.
Maybe we'll barrel one after this.
Yeah, okay, I'm down. Fuck, I do have to drive, but I'm down.
It's all right, mate. That's what electrolytes are in there for. But so actually, Denny had their big round one game against Finley on Good Friday. Mm. Big rivalry. And they went through 20 slabs of knack, which was gross.
Did they? Yeah. 20 slabs.
Did they win? Did they get up?
No, they didn't. One of their big recruits, Sammy Lloyd, who's from, you know, played for Richmond and the Doggies, he got a kidney infection or something the day before he was meant to play. So we had a wedding on the night before, and he was one of the best men. Went to the wedding for about 30 minutes for the ceremony and had to go home. So
didn't have enough knacks.
Well, that's what I thought to him. I said to him, you've got to stop drinking that Carlton draft, mate. Of course your kidney's playing up.
Is there any, I know from like Full Send with their Happy Dad that they can't, like, because it's an alcoholic beverage, you legally can't, like, talk bad about any or, like, undermine any other, like, alcoholic beverage company.
Yeah, I'm not too sure, to be honest. I haven't really read the legislation, but, like, I guess, look, you're probably right, but.
No,
like,
I don't
know. I can't help it if the other drinks are no good. Like, no. That shouldn't be on me.
Absolutely. Suck eggs, Carlton
I don't
draft.
Think, yeah. Fucking, no. I wasn't trying to.
Carlton draft, if you're listening, you're right.
But I know, I've heard them say that before because I heard him talk to Mr. Beast because he's got his Feastables chocolate.
Yeah, it's probably America, though.
It probably is America.
It definitely wouldn't be here.
We'll just say that.
Because, we'll just say that.
We make the fucking
he's saying, laying in bed and not waiting for Carlton Draft to knock on my door. Here's your lawsuit.
Oh, fuck, that'd be funny. What do you think some of the, I'm actually curious about the share house situation. Like some of the pros and cons, I guess, you've found over the years. Like, do you think overall it's, you'd rather live with people than sort of by yourself, or?
Well, I think it's sort of throughout different periods, it's been great. Like first house we had was in Rosanna, actually, not too far from here.
Yeah.
Started with 5 of us, but it was a big house. I think at the peak we had 11 in there.
Yeah.
So when it does get a bit much at times, but we had some good parties. I loved
11.
It. And then I moved to the UK. I was living in a share house with 15 in London.
Yeah. Wow.
And that was like sharing a room with a mate and bunk beds. I'm like 21 sharing a bunk bed. I'm thinking like, geez, I don't know about this.
Yeah.
But yeah, now obviously gotten a bit older. You actually come to my last share house in Hawthorne there. It's only 2 of us there and then now 3, so getting a bit older.
Is he still with you?
So I guess you sort of step down from, you sort of start going to those little hectic share house we party every weekend and then you slowly just get a smaller group together.
Yeah.
A bit more like-minded. Not really like-minded, but you can have your best mate, then living with your best mates. Two completely different things.
Yeah, for sure.
Abe Spargo, horrible house, mate, if you're listening.
That's funny. I'm about to get stuck into a lemon and lime. You tried your watermelon?
Sorry, I got stuck in.
Didn't even give it a review, mate.
Yeah, my review is it was fucking good. So, a 26-year-old bloke, how do you get into a position where you're buying into an alcoholic drink? Where do you start?
Which poker machine what's your
because this obviously isn't your full-time job now.
Yeah.
I know what your job is, but for the listeners.
Lemon lime's good, by the way.
So I went to uni and studied and got a degree in our business and then went travelling for a couple of years. COVID unfortunately put that to a halt, as we all know.
Does a degree work with this?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm finding now, it's like I probably when I finish the degree and then I become an electrician, I'm thinking that hex debt I'm paying off, probably not worth it.
Yeah,
I'm not
using
a degree. But now I think like just pay dividends, just sort of gave me that fundamentals.
Yeah.
Just sort of see things a lot clearer, plan stuff out a bit better than I probably would have been without the degree. So now I'm very thankful
yeah
that I did go that pathway and sort of paying dividends, which is great.
Yeah, that's sick. So you were Sparky first.
Yeah, no, so I got the
You're not Sparky anymore, though.
Nah, so no. I moved into sales, actually.
Yeah.
Again, just sort of opportunity to upskill, work in recruitment, so work in construction industry as well, talk to like-minded people, yeah. which is great, like relatable people. I've worked on the tools for years, get to chat to them every day.
Yeah.
And again, it's just giving me the skills to just, when this started, when I got the opportunity to join this, I do sales all day, every day, so I can just roll those skills I've learned straight in. My current job, the directors are great at upskilling you and training you, and they put the best lot of time into you, so I'm thankful for that. They really helped me in a position where I can have a crack at this.
Mm. Yeah, right. So it's just those stepping stones. Everything's kind of like falling into place.
Yeah.
Well, not even falling into place. You probably...
Kind of, I guess you kind of were building yourself for a moment like this, I guess.
Because some blokes are like still be in that position all across fucking the world, but they won't reach out and maybe take a gamble and put some money into something else.
Yeah. And I guess the whole thing was like, we always want an opportunity like this, but you got to sort of believe in the product is what you always read. Like, if you hear anyone who's done sales, you got to believe in it. And by chance, Will, my mate, started brewing these and we started drinking them, a lot of them.
Yeah.
Right. And he had a business partner at the time. So over just many conversations, sort of brought it up that I'd love to get involved, and took a little while, but eventually, offer in front of his old partner and she took it, so it was great.
Oh, really? True.
Yeah. What, so she's gone?
She's gone, yeah.
Right. So what's he's your partner's just a mate of yours?
Big Bird swooped in, huh?
Yeah. The opportunity. But yeah, he's a friend. So Jackson, my housemate I mentioned earlier, he's one of his best mates. They both spent a lot of time in Darwin together. I grew up there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I met him through Jackson, and yeah, he's just a great fella, like just pretty similar to us, just very down to earth. He's 28, so a little bit wiser than me, which is helpful because sometimes I get a bit excited and he just sort of mellows me down a bit and just says, hang on a minute, we better
back
just
down to earth.
Yeah, which is good. I need it at times. So I'm probably a bit more willing to take more, a bit more of a risk, which at times wouldn't pay off, where he's a bit more risk adverse. He'd be like, let's just measure up what we're doing, reset and go again, which is great. Sort of, we work really well together in that sense.
I think
that's a better, a really good approach. Like seeing these days with a lot of brands and stuff, they're trying to do that, just kind of copy these other brands where they're just trying to go big straight away and they ended up just getting in heaps of debt, like doing all these huge giveaways, like fucking trying to take sort of that LMCT plus route and just go as big as they possibly can at the very start and just like do marketing. But I think sort of going, you know, working your way up smart is the better option for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And I guess our budget is a fair factor of that. We can't bring on to do marketing at the moment. Look, we will eventually, but at the moment it's just us having a crack at it, like
stepping stone.
Like I've got no idea how to edit or anything like that, and Will's learned on the fly and we've got a bit of content out, which is great. So it's going well so far. And I guess we're leveraging a lot of our relationships in Melbourne. I've been around here for 8 years now, so whether it comes to like I got Dicko DJing something on Saturday, things like that. Mates helping mates out, and it's sort of all paying off now, really, dividends.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Like, let's talk about Saturday, actually. You got an event at Howler, and like thinking it works out so well, like you sort of know us, and then you, I don't know, did you organize that through Scoop?
Yeah.
As well, and he's at Howler. It's like such a good opportunity just from people you've met. It's fucking awesome to see, because all our friends are kind of, we're all in this sort of similar space now, I guess. It's fucking mad.
Yeah. Definitely. And obviously, I don't mind him a DJ and all the mates do it. Like, it's a big group and everyone's doing it. And I talked to Scoop a lot and said, like, wouldn't be keen to take overnight there at the Howler. And he said, yeah, let's do it. And talked to Ross, who's the main man there. And they came back from a date and said, let's do it on this date. And my housemate, Jacko's got a bit of a side thing going on with me as well, at Club 303, which just takes over place for the night.
So
just integrated that in. And obviously, like, when we thought about DJs, like, all our mates, but we thought, let's not just get all of our real close mates. Let's look out to get mates from different areas, different groups, and bring that bigger crowd and just make a night. And it'd be awesome. Like, a lot of my good mates get to meet other mates. Like, you get to meet some of my mates that you, otherwise you wouldn't get to meet. Just in the whole idea and the idea behind NAC as well, is it's about bringing like people together, and I think it's just a great chance to do it.
Yeah, I think also it's smart with the footy clubs, like especially you're drinking fucking full strength beers and stuff, and the future now is fitness, staying lean, and like 75 calories in a drink. Fucking 90% of like eastern footy, northern footy clubs, everyone's piss heads. So they want to get on the piss.
Yeah.
And like, it's because of our culture though. Australia is so much now about grabbing your mate, grabbing a beer after, like Thursday night, like for footy, fucking after the game. So going towards the footy clubs, if you get half the team that's already in the buzz of seltzer right now to be like, fuck, this is all right.
Yeah, yeah.
And then start to push it a bit more. All of a sudden, that's just that network that's just going to go everywhere.
Yeah, exactly right. And that word of mouth, that organic growth is probably what we need to target to begin with before we kind of just said go hard in the marketing because it's not a cheap thing to go about.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. It's almost kind of like a lazy way to do it too.
Yeah.
If you're kind of like, you've obviously got to do both, but you've got to be out in the field too.
Yeah.
People aren't going to see something that's marketed in front of their face and be like, oh, I'm going to buy a slab and get a slab of NAC delivered to me right now just because I saw a TikTok that was funny. They're going to think, oh, that if they like the fucking TikTok, they're going to think, I want to drink that one day.
Mm.
It won't be until it's in front of their face that they taste it and go, oh, fuck, I've heard of these before. Fuck, this is mad. Let's get some more of it.
Yeah.
And like, and then once a story starts to push out,
it's exciting.
And
I guess the sort of big thing about that is we made a decision like, let's not just be a drink without a face. Like, we're like, let's just be the face.
But yeah,
like,
exactly.
Let's just go. So we got like a few footy clubs stocking up for round one this week. So like, Will's going to go to a few footy clubs around his area. I'm going to go down to Airport West. They're stocking it. Go down
there, that's
watch
cool.
the game, have a few nacks with the boys. Like, so it's not just drop off and forget. We're all about like, get out there, meet the president of the footy club properly, meet the boys out there, and then you sort of just get that more that personal touch. It's not
I love that.
Yeah, which I think nowadays, like, too many people hide behind Shopify and stuff like that to sell products, and they're not actually getting out there. And like,
I think, that's unreal.
It's exactly my point.
That's perfect, I reckon. Yeah. Like, it's so much better meeting someone in person, finding out who's actually in charge, who's actually running the show, and
you
realize it's just. Especially meeting a president, I'm like, oh, I could see this bloke fucking playing for my footy club.
Yeah.
Like, for sure.
They're all going to try and poach you.
You playing, mate?
You play footy?
Don't tell Chopper. Yeah.
I'm still worried about when Chopper sees a Nax in the fridge.
Plus two, if you hand them a slab, they go, I don't want to fight this guy. He's fucking huge.
Oh, geez, we better pay that invoice.
So are you gonna set up a stall at these footy clubs and give some some taste testers out, or what's the plan?
Well, normally most of clubs have been given a slab of mix for free just to begin with, and most clubs have just been doing their practice matches and after the senior game, bring them in for senior players to drink.
Giving them a taste.
That's how it's sort of been starting, but yeah, it sort of depends. We're quite lucky. A lot of these clubs have one or two of our good mates at it who they will organically promote it for us.
Yeah.
Like, my mates made this. Get on this. Geez, you've
networked well, haven't
you? Yeah, well, gone out every weekend and all these festivals finally paying off.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought getting out there would actually pay off?
But, fucking oath. So what was – how did you get to that decision to be like, what, you wanted to branch out of what you were doing? Like, you think there was more to it? Like, how did you get to that place?
Don't really know his exact moment. Like, I always wanted to do something that's every hour I put in for myself. Like, that's probably the main reason I set up being an electrician. I was working, but it's just like going straight in someone else's pocket.
Yeah.
Mm. And look, as far as making money this right now, we're definitely in the negatives, but this is the first stages. So it's not necessarily about that, but like the opportunity came. I thought, I just think this is great. This drink ticks all the boxes. As you're saying, everyone's that health, wants to be healthy now and get away from the sugary drinks. So I thought, let's just have a crack at it. And now, like, I'll get up before work, do an hour, get home from work, do a couple of hours. And, like, it doesn't feel like you're sitting there grinding away doing work because you do it for yourself.
Yeah, so just making
all the difference. And actually, like, I'm generally passionate about it, and so is Will. So we're on the phone all the time, like, just feeding off each other. And, it doesn't at all feel like a job at the moment. Like, it's just great fun riding the wave, having an awesome time doing it as well.
Yeah.
I think it is. And when it's for yourself, like, when you're working for someone else, you might be like, fuck, I'll be fucked doing this. Or, it just feels like it's not as worth it, but when it's for yourself, you kind of almost don't even really think about it.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I just have to do this. It's like not really a choice in your mind. It's like, all right, let's get this done. I've got to survive. You got to just keep going.
Yeah, definitely. And like on the tools, obviously, you might be on the same money as the person next year, but then you're doing twice as much work. And you're like, this is killing me.
Yeah.
Well, like now I went into sales because of that reason. Because I'm like, the more you put in, the more you get out. And that's sort of what I like to live by. And then again, with this, like me and Will, we're both fully invested. We're both sharing the workload. No one's sort of slacking off on things. We've obviously got our own strengths.
Yeah.
And we've both recognized that. So it's like, that's your strength. You do that. I'll do. So that's working out really well. And we're pretty transparent with each other about all that sort of stuff. And but we're both putting in the hours and starting to see the results, which is great.
Fucking mega.
These are delicious.
I'm going to go for a third.
Dude, this lemon lime, like, it doesn't taste like any other like lemon lime drink I've had.
That's what we think as well.
Yeah. Like it's not like a Suntory or any sort of flavour. Like it's
and I think
so different.
For me, drinking wise, like I love a seltzer, but a bit flat to me, not much flavour. And then you get on the real sugary vodkas, like you're too much. That. And I can't drink too many because of the sugar.
Yeah, it's too sweet.
And this is like, you can just drink them, can keep on drinking them, which that's what I was like, this is something, like, they're on to something.
Yeah, these are kind of dangerous. I was like,
holy hell.
I'm going to shock on one.
I'll borrow one. We can't well, I'd love to actually keep a few of these in the studio, but I don't know if we can because I'm going to get fucking shit-faced before I leave it. I have to start, so I'm going to have to set up a bed here in the studio, I reckon.
We'll set one up as well.
Yeah, let's just get bunked in tonight. We'll fucking
let's really live up to the
polish up a couple slabs and just get knackered.
We could work on that. That's a starting point.
Yeah, okay. All right, hold on one second.
All right.
Right.
Got me.
Righto.
Righto.
Knack.
Shit.
Drink
knack.
Knack.
Knack. Short neck. 8:30 late in the fucking morning. Righto, we got is but this the
don't
first
spray it in here. Watch the studio, fuck. Knackers. Hey, knackers, huh?
Oh, knackers.
Knackers.
Now we're working.
You won't be knackered on the knack.
The good stuff. You're starting to think right.
We need some merch with like a fucking I reckon
we'll
something.
Make some
with
bunked
it.
In t-shirts with a little fucking
Nah, you know what we gotta do? We gotta bring back calling blokes knackers.
Bring back the knack.
Yeah, bring back the knack.
On Saturday, but like, here you go, knackers.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. Cause I called a cunt knackers
she's a squirter.
I called a bloke knackers and I've caught it from one of the old blokes.
Yeah. My old man's bad.
Yeah. I've caught it from one of the old blokes and I was like, I was enjoying it. I went to the pub and I said, sorry, knackers. This bloke's like, knackers? I was like, fucking relax, you fuck.
Knackers is all right, I reckon.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's just someone go catch you later, knackers.
Yeah, it's champ. Term of endearment, I reckon, mate. It's like, relax.
We got a new apprentice at work and I've been champing him like no tomorrow.
You'd be hating that.
Yeah. He deserves it.
Champion.
Cracked it with the Hawks.
Hawks key.
Fuck, you'd be spewing about the weekend, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But at the same time, you think, fuck, it was a pretty good game.
Did you watch it?
I did.
Really?
Yeah.
Best game he's put on for a while, actually. Yeah.
It was fucking unreal.
I've been talking mad shit about Hawks recently after I watched them at fucking the MCG.
Yeah, that was
what
a bad
about
game.
You're working on the new Hawks facility out at Dingley Village, aren't you?
I am, yeah. It's going to be fucked if I'm working
there. That's a spew.
Hopefully we get knack. Yeah. Fucking sponsored there or something.
Oh, I sponsor the Blues, not the Hawks.
Yeah. Poo and wee team. Fuck that.
Right, oh, no, so we've got a barrel ready here in my mouth, but
you gotta cheers a barrel before you do
cheers
it.
Cheers a barrel. Happy
keep knacking on.
Keep knacking on, that's right.
Knacking on with birds. Yum. Even better when you shotgun them.
Never had a bad knack.
Nah.
I've never had a bad knack. I tell you what, I won't be knackered after tonight.
Is that, whatever.
We'll work on it.
Like, I might have to crack another one.
Fuck, I don't want to drive home now.
There's so many words that rhyme with knack.
Yeah, I know. We've got a few. We're working on a
knack
couple.
Another one.
Crack a knack.
Yeah,
that one's been
knack.
Getting a good run.
Crack a knack. That's pretty. That's pretty perfect.
Yeah, like you can just
smoke some knack.
Smoke some knack. I've suggested it, but Will's like, probably don't want to smoke him.
Probably won't go that good on the
if
promo.
If you're black, don't drink. Nah, that doesn't work.
Yeah, come across, but we thought maybe not that much.
If you're black, you want to drink knack.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Knack is not whack. I'll tell you that for free.
That one could go. Yeah. Knack is not whack.
Mm. His hair, whack. The way that he walks, whack. This drink, knack.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
I like it, lads.
Dude, that was awesome.
We've had a few now. We're starting to get to work.
Yeah.
I know. Kind of get your brain firing on all cylinders. I've got electrolytes flowing through.
It's magnesium.
It is. It's my favorite thing about a shotgun because it's...
Yeah, it wakes you up a bit.
330 mils of piss straight to the brain.
Yeah.
Mm.
My favorite.
Actually, the dome piece.
Yeah, no mucking around.
That's right.
Exactly right.
Hey, we recently were at Pitch together, the Fire Festival.
Yeah.
It was
a bit of a spew.
It was a bit of...
but I was chatting to one of my mates the other day about I had the best time.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of complaints and a lot of people sooking about it, but I was sort of about like my time there and I just didn't, I had the best time.
Yeah, it was good. I don't do great in the heat. I'm like, if If you're partying on the yeah, well, that's right. If we had Nax with us, we would have been all right.
No, I remember. I remember we saw you on the D floor talking about this pod. And
did you have Nax there?
No, we didn't.
Like, I was asking you.
Well, this new batch is meant to arrive the week before. And then they just came back something like our labels aren't here. And I was like, would have gone off there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sitting there. I went to the bottle over for it and bought like about six of us bottle of grog. It was like a fair bit of money. I'm just thinking, I own an alcohol company. Yeah. And I'm sitting here giving my money to Dan Murphy's. Like, that's just
giving money
fucking
to the competition.
This is a disgrace.
It is. I suppose, yeah, you couldn't really just get the basic aluminium can and just write knack with a permanent marker on it, could
I would have if I could.
Yeah. How did he get into the production of knack?
He actually, which is interesting concept, but yeah, outsourced to a brewery or a distillery they're called, and they have a tasting house within it. So the person, their only job is to create new drinks for customers.
Oh, really?
So he just said, this is what we want. Comes back for sample, no good. Process went on for about 12 months until eventually he's like, you know what, this is the one.
Mm. Yeah, right.
So it's an interesting process, but he did all the hard work and I just come in late. I'm trying to say it.
It's coming late. Mr. Sales comes on a podcast and talks some shit about it. That's good.
Yeah. But that's good. Two minds together and like the two networks as well. That'll take you.
So pitch for you boys. You got nothing for me? I feel like I've seen you boys a lot early on and apparently we're all camped in the yellow section. Mm. And we had the decks going 24/7 around the clock.
So did we.
And I was like, this might drag him in. Yeah. And I was like, I'll see the big dick walking past. So like, get in here, fella. Yeah. And then I didn't see his once.
Yeah. We only ran into you briefly, but
I seen you on the Saturday night, I reckon.
Yeah, fucking one of the nights. I can't really remember. Saturday night. I remember, actually.
We were all dancing on the Saturday night out in that fucking big cooked stage with the big eyeball. Yeah, remember all of us were dancing there?
So, you and someone else ran into you two?
Because we watched I Hate Models and then we went back and Dicko was fucking shit-faced. So we went back and went to bed. And we got back there and we were sitting around and I'm like, why do we come back here? I was sitting there and I could slightly hear the tunes going at Resident Advisor and I was like, oh my God.
Let's go.
This person is playing slammers. Like,
and she was.
Yeah.
Clara.
And so we were almost ready for bed, but I just filled up a fucking bottle of water. We just went back out there and started just listening. Me and Bez.
It was you and Bez, correct.
Just listened to fucking this chick play some fucking slammers for like 45 minutes and then just like, Big Bird, what's going on? You just hadn't left. You were in a bit of a state, but it was just
about to start getting going then, I reckon.
It's a bit of a win-win for you because we can see you in the fucking stage and you can see every other person.
No, it's great. So I got to remember that first day we were on the Resident Advisor stage and I could just see, there's a Warrandyte lads, right? There's the other lads. It's like, beauty. I just keep track of it around here.
I could see the Denny lads. They're actually in Denny. I'm tall enough to fucking see
them. Because Shock is only a little fella, you wouldn't really be able to spot him in the crowd and just pop up in front of you. Like, little station.
It was good. I enjoyed pitch. That's kind of what was so upsetting is because how good it actually was for that short time. Like, it could have been fucking the best pitch ever.
When it got shut down on that last day and obviously closed out with spray and you was back to back.
We weren't even there.
We stayed, went back to our camp. So you might have seen a few videos of that caravan with the DJ decks. That was our camp.
Yours were the blokes that were still popping off.
Yeah, so Sammy Alfred came past, made it out.
Sam Alfred went and played
set for us.
Was that like... Only sort of 30 metres away from our campsite?
Yeah, pretty
More
close.
In the gut?
It was
over towards the drink taps.
Towards the drink taps.
There was another stage near us that was popping off towards the end and we went there and you couldn't even fucking see where the music was coming from. There was a crowd that big.
Yeah, we had about probably 400 people. Everyone had their dust sticks.
400?
Everyone had their dust sticks to find their mates at our campsite. But it went that big that it spilled out onto the road. And they came like, we can't get cars out, like, because it's not our fault. Organise a better festival.
That's it.
So what, they shut you down in the end?
Yeah, they just said, we need 100 people we can handle, lads. But like, right now, this is just out of control.
400, fuck. Yeah. We had probably 80 at our campsite, and we thought that was heaps. Like, everyone was at our campsite, and me and the boys just like would take a step back and be like, this is fucked. So we just had our campsite overran. Like, I couldn't even be bothered with it. We were just sort of sitting out the back, just watching.
Even got back there on this Monday morning. It's pretty dusty, as you can imagine. Mm-hmm. Get on my phone, it's just like all these random people TikTok and just filming their campsite.
Really? That's great.
Sam Alfred fucking playing.
Yeah.
That's lit. Sam Alfred playing.
Have you, Have you been overseas much, seeing DJs and that? Like, where did that love for DJs and that music come from?
Probably for a while, to be honest. Like, when we were at uni, a few mates started a thing called Palace Tracks.
Yeah.
Still a lot of
you've actually got a fair few mates that are in that industry, don't you?
Heaps. It just sounds like every second one of your mates is in it, which is good, but like, we have a lot of fun. Every house got a set of decks on it.
Yeah.
It just brings everyone together again. Like, I probably don't go out much anymore if it's not for a reason, but. Because I do have so many friends doing that, there's always a reason. Like, someone's playing somewhere.
There's always a reason. So I go out every week.
So I go out a bit. But and like, obviously went to all the festivals before COVID, went to Strawberry a couple of times and whatnot. And then when I was in the UK, hit a couple of festivals, but Printworks, place in London.
Yeah,
went off. There's a good DJs every weekend. And then most recently, we actually went to a festival in Croatia, 7 days.
Yeah.
What is it?
Love International.
Yeah, because I remember I was talking to you about it because we played footy together.
Yeah.
This is how me and Big Bird know each other, is we played football together last year.
Yeah.
And I remember you went on the fucking big trip mid-season without telling the coach.
I was too scared to tell the coach because we're meant to win the flag. It's like Herald Sun articles like, big recruit, Bryce School. And I'm just thinking, oh, this is fucking not good. I thought straight away, like, I've got this 3-week trip middle of the season. I haven't told the coach. I was like, oh, I'll be right. We won't lose a game. And I'll sneak off. Through, so it won't matter. Getting close, and we've lost a few games. I'm like doing the maths. Like, if we lose this game, like, we won't make finals. I'm like, oh, how am I going to tell him? And then I sort of put it off. And the week before I left, we lost our last game to make sure we couldn't make finals. And everyone's like, flat as.
You're just deliberately turning the ball over mid game.
You fucking beauty. This is gonna be. And I told him, I was like, fucking yeah, you never guess. I'm going to Europe for 3 weeks. And he just goes, I wonder when you're going to tell me.
Oh, really?
He knew, but he just waited for him to get the balls.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, so that was pretty much the season over for me and the boys.
Yeah. Oh, well, fuck. Yeah. Was it fun?
Yeah, well, look, the season itself, footy-wise, was pretty ordinary. Like, we just couldn't get things going. A few injuries and that, but
you
look back, you're like, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for that.
Yeah.
A lot of good mates. Yeah. I still catch up with Buff all the time. And
yeah,
awesome fellas. Shout out to Buff. I guess, shout out to Buff. He's a long-time listener.
And Tommy, too.
Tommy hasn't missed an episode all since you began, I think.
Oh, the touts.
They heard I was coming on tonight, and they're like, just so excited.
Shout out to the boys.
No, Warrandyke Footy Club has produced some great blokes. Like, I did, like, a few pre-season trainings, that's about it, but just the people I meet hanging around Dicko and fucking going to the Warrandyke pub is pretty much the Warrandyke football club. So everyone I met from the
we had so much fun, man. Like, everyone's just been like, we haven't played that great football in the last few years, but fuck, well, even prior to the last few years, the partying and having fun, it's just been good forever.
For
the last 5 years since I got old enough to play senior footy, just had so much fucking fun all the time.
Yeah, which is gross. That's what footy club's all about.
Yeah,
I found the culture's a lot different there. Like, when I was there, I used to play at Greensy, and you sort of find there's kind of a bit of a hierarchy with some of the players. Some of the senior players kind of don't normally sort of mingle as much with I mean, I suppose you get that with most sort of more elite clubs because they're people getting paid money. You know, people might not particularly be there for their mates. They're sort of there for, you know, the money, and they're there to be a good player.
Yeah.
Warrandyke's sort of more culture-based, and, like, you go there and everyone's talking out of the oldest players sort of having a yarn with you and just wanting to sort of get to know you. It's fucking awesome.
Just, like, from my outlook and obviously not being from Warrandyke and coming from Denny, it's that country town feel about it. And that's what I was drawn to as a footy club and as a place to just come meet people, because it's just a little bit more laid back. It's not about what school you went to out here. It's just a bunch of, it's almost like you're all country boys. You just come out here.
Yeah.
And it's just a different personalities I grew up with. So it's great. Yeah. Like, I loved it.
Yeah, but it sucks. Country boys play good footy. Fucking play some more time. We just haven't gotten anywhere, man. The last few years, but to be fair, I actually don't think it's the blokes, because there's a fair few players on that team that play good footy.
Mm.
The gel has just been cracked for the last few years. I just don't know. I don't know what it is. And maybe there's a couple of key positions that haven't been filled enough to be able to keep you afloat. Mm. And then the rest of the good footy kind of will gel in after that. It's sad because they just got done by fucking 80 points on the weekend.
Mm. Not the best round one, is it?
Yeah, for round one, that's intimidating when you haven't come off a great season prior as well.
Yeah, but I guess the saving grace that Warrandyke does have is what we've just been speaking about, that culture. We'll get it through the tough times and they'll come out the other side. Obviously, can't really speak on this year at the moment because it's only one game, but it will happen.
Yeah.
That's right.
And they got that core group that will always be there, and like your Jackie Cullens, those sort of blokes.
Yeah,
and
shout out to Cuz.
Shout out to Cuz. We all love the Cuz.
He's a fucking weapon, that man. I love him.
We do. Stuart Jew.
He's a fucking sexy man, too.
You reckon? Yeah, I reckon. Stuart Jew about him. I always say to him.
He's
got the freshly shaved head at the moment.
Yeah, about the buzz cut.
Yeah, I reckon he's looking good. He's looking like he's had a big pre-season.
Yeah.
So one to watch for Warren Knight supporters.
Really has had a big preseason.
I think so. I think he's one to watch.
Really?
Yeah. Really? Here you go. You've heard it here first.
Seen the stats come out in the weekend. I think it was about 26. Ooh. Got the hands on it a bit.
Yeah, really?
He was the one that sent me his stats, believe it or not.
Yeah, that's good.
Dude, it's enough footy jargon.
Yeah.
What did you get up to on your trip to, did you just go to England or where'd you go?
So when I lived over there, I sort of went a bit everywhere, but the most recent trip, I'm actually not allowed in the UK at the moment.
What? Why is that?
So when I was living over there, I was I caught drink driving in Scotland, which I don't condone.
But Zach Jones is burning.
But to my defence,
yeah.
The legal limit over there is 0.02. So
that's like half a point.
So
yeah, point
zero,
sorry, half, sorry. Half, yeah. less than half of what we are. Right.
And I so I was over in Edinburgh with another mate. We're staying at backpackers and still got chatting to these couple of girls. They were from Norway, so Scandinavians. Was a blonde one. She was quite good looking, so I sort of started chatting her over a bit of time. And it was middle of winter, so we were wearing real big clothes, like it's freezing over there. And then eventually got to stage, we ended up going back together to spend more time together.
Yeah.
And she took off her jacket.
Yeah.
From about just above the wrist, that was nothing.
Oh, really?
And I had no idea.
Oh, my God.
Taking the clothes off, and I'm just like standing there, I'm like, and I was like, fuck, I can't say anything here. Like, this will ruin her self-esteem. And I was like,
don't worry about it, Risty. I'm all right.
So I just said, like, you know what? Like, I'm just going to have to roll with this one. Like, this is all good. And it was. And we're laying in bed later on. And she's like, I have my watch on my right hand because I'm left-handed.
Yeah.
She's like, asked me why. And I said, because I'm left-handed. She goes, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I was like, that makes sense.
she could have a bit of a joke about it, though.
What? So she hasn't brought it up at all?
No. It was just like, I know I had no idea. And like, she took it off and I was like, that's unbelievable.
That
I just
right.
So that was fine, like, whatever. Life would go on. Had a nice girl. She's pretty young, 18, she told me. So, like, oh, that's right. I was only 21 at the time. Next night, running her again, and her friend, we're actually going back to this other guy's house. Do you want to come? Said a few things that incentivized me to go, this will be good fun, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've got the car at the front, what if I just drive us?
Yeah.
Yeah, sweet. So I had a few beers beforehand, drove, went down a one-way street the wrong way.
Oh, you're kidding.
And ended up getting arrested for the night. Spent the night in the lockup in Edinburgh.
Really?
And
what was that like?
Not great. it was midweek, like the crew in there is rough as. I'm 21. Like,
yeah, right.
Like I'm 6'6", like big man in height, but at that stage my life was about 74 kilos.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, like, I'm not mad for this.
Yeah.
So got let out in the morning, which is great. Went back to the hostel, eventually got in the room. My mate's like, where you been? I was like, oh, what's that? I was like, oh, it's gone. So it's impounded. Like, you couldn't get it out if you didn't have the right insurance. So it was a nightmare. So I knew I had to go to court for drink driving. So I went back to the court, got charged, got off pretty lightly, I think. I don't really know. For 12 months, loss of license and like probably about a $1,500 Australian fine.
Yeah.
So that's right. I'm like, I'll just pay it. It's all good. And then COVID hit. Like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not paying that.
Yeah.
So I was never paid. And I got the email going, like, got a warrant out for your arrest. I was like, oh, sweet. Well, what are they can't come get me here.
And
led to this pretty much saying that you can't get back in the UK for 5 years.
Wow.
5 years?
Well, I can, but they'll just, once I do my passport, they'll be like, you're done, fella.
Just the UK.
Yeah, so the UK. So obviously that includes like Scotland.
Yeah.
Countries. But so when I was going over to Europe most recently, what I was telling you before, I was originally going to fly into London, go to Royal Ascot because I love my horse racing and also the Ashes.
Yeah,
get in.
So yeah,
hold off.
So you got a horse?
Yeah, actually, she's a beauty. She's a girl.
Yeah.
So just raced today. Speaking of timing, so won a maiden 3 weeks ago, impressive maiden, and then race at Gosford today, race 6, bit of a wet track. We're going to pull her out this morning, but there's a few scratchings. Got a bit better gait, and went for the win, paying $16.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, two in a row. So massive win for Keep Your Cool if your punter's out there.
Keep Your Cool.
Keep Your Cool. Black Book It. Kieran Maher's the trainer. Good friend of mine. He's a part owner as well. So we've got a pretty good crew involved with it. And we're pretty confident.
You've got a lot of good friends doing good stuff. <don't you? laughs>
Not sure if Kieran's doing great stuff. He knows how to train a horse.
donkeys or what?
How do you go about that? Like getting into part owning a horse? Like how did that opportunity come about?
Again, sort of all goes back to football. So I played, when I moved down to Melbourne, I played 5 years at Seymour Footy Club. Mm. Shout out to all the Seymour boys at home listen. I know they're all long time listeners of this podcast, so they're all stoked to hear them on it.
How good's that?
And a bloke by the name of Will Bourne, he's been in the horse racing for a long time, just became very close with him. And at that time, he was working for Godolphin, who's the prince of one of those Saudi companies, countries, owns a lot of horses.
Godolphin Stables were the ones at Flemington for years.
Yeah, so he worked for Godolphin. He mainly travels and buys horses and manages clients, so he's a pretty smart man. He's very good at what he does. And then Kieran got him on board, sort of that same role with Kieran. So just through Wills, I got the opportunity. And all the best horses don't go to the public. They all get sold by their contacts. And he just said, hey, we got this thing. We really like it. Do you want to get in?
Right.
And I just thought, you know what, I really do. And
yeah,
so what's it had now? 5 starts. So
they weren't hoping you were going to get on the fucking thing, were you?
Break its legs.
Well, no, they didn't look at me for the jockey, which is good.
They thought you were the horse.
But second win today. It's looking great. Like, it's come 5 races, second, seventh, first and first. So looking pretty good.
That's prime. Do you pull good money out of that at all?
Yeah, starting to now. I'm definitely in the positives. I don't mind a little bit of bet myself. So I'd bet on it today, which is
nice.
Can
you bet on it?
Yeah,
I can bet on it. Can. Yeah. Oh, that's mad.
So I got the mail this morning going, we're a fair chance here. We reckon we're getting the odds really good. So share the knowledge with a lot of people. A lot of people got on it. About 3:45.
Thanks for the tip, mate.
Sorry, lads. but it went off and phone's been blowing up all afternoon. First podcast. So it's been a great day.
It's been a good day. What's his name again? Sorry.
Keep Your Cool.
Keep your cool.
Get on it. Okay. Shock's
keep
old,
your eyes
Shock's
peeled.
Old man. Does he listen to this?
No, he doesn't. But
well, shout out Shambo.
I want you to black book that one. I know you like your horses.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought, geez, I have to get Shambo know about this one.
Yeah, for sure. He owns a fair few horses.
He does.
Owns
some good
too.
Ones. That day when we were around there, we got chatting on. We had to go to the president. I just thought I could just stay here all night and talk horses.
Yeah. It's the best thing when you go around to their joint because you can just hear the races constantly in the background. And I love it because I remember me and Ella, my girlfriend, we looked after their house. When I was there, walking around, I was like, fuck, I can't be in this house without the races on. So I just had to turn the races on. Walking around. I just had to hear it in the background. It just felt right.
Yeah, it felt like home.
My old man's a bit the same. Like, loves his horses. Owned a couple of good ones in the past. So guess that's probably where I got the love from. I'm not sure if that's something Mum would want to hear. Like, Dad got me no horses.
Yeah.
It's too late now. She actually is in Vietnam at the moment with her partner. And she sent me a message, can you put a bet on for me? So I think it just runs in the family.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's in the blood.
I was born again in a horse racing.
Fuck, I've never really been in like the horse racing scene, I guess. Like, a kind of a good thing. I'm already stupid enough with my money as it is. I'm generally pretty unlucky or just not smart enough to make the best bets. And I've never really got up big, so.
Which is good. Like, I think. Should take that as a positive.
But I'm not saying I don't bet. I bet a fair bit. Like, I bet on the AFL all the time and every now and then an NBA multi and shit here and there. And
Keep Your Cool. You'll be getting on that now.
Keep Your Cool. I'll be looking out for her for sure. Yeah.
So me and Will actually, and Will's business partner, he loves his horse as well. And through Will Bourne, who I mentioned before, we're looking actually get NAC at the Flemington Caulfield for Spring Carnival.
No way.
That's probably our big ticket item. We've got a few contacts there now we're starting to get in front of and pitch to. And look, it's a long way from happening. But I think it'll be awesome getting there. And as you said, like, we want this to be what we enjoy. We enjoy horse racing. I enjoy listening to techno with my mates. So get into those day parties, those events. Like, I love playing footy. Get in the footy clubs. Just things that we love. And then there's no pretending. It's like, this is what we are. Like,
absolutely.
For sure.
You don't want to. You want to sell to your market. You're not going to try go to some randoms that you don't really.
It's funny that you bring up someone that hiding the real them of a girl that you met in England? Because I remember after a big night, me and you were talking about, it must be following you, because we've found here in Melbourne, there's been a fair few incidences where someone who appears to be who they are will come up to you and they seem to be not who they really are in Melbourne. We were talking about that on Tinder as well.
Yeah,
we got a fair few of those instances here.
What's happened?
Yeah, must be following you, the reason.
I don't know.
Yeah. But there's been a fair few instances of it, though.
Oh, so you were, yeah, okay.
Just a couple of mistaken identities, just, I guess. It happens.
Just mistaken pronouns or something, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
No, we've talked about it, though. They're just hard to pick, I reckon.
No, honestly, these days, like, I told you the one story that, like, in Croatia, gorgeous, and, like, me and my mates, like, full, the head just followed the girl around.
Yeah.
Mm. Lucky we're with someone who knows her twin brother or something along those lines, and pointed out.
Mm.
So I was in shock.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So I was in shock.
Yeah. It's fucked, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think
the line just keeps getting more and more blurry.
Yeah.
And when's the point that it's all right?
When's the point of when I'm into it or not?
Yeah. I think into it we all are.
Because I remember
after fucking five or six snacks, you go,
yeah.
Because you can blame electrolytes in the morning.
Because right. I remember this is the point. This night we're talking about, well, I was single at the time, so we were both talking about Hinge and Tinder, and I remember we'd matched with the same bird that wasn't a bird.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
I do remember that, and I even sent her a couple of messages trying to bait her up or bait him out.
Just test the waters.
I do remember that. That was good. Yeah, that was a great night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a fucking good night.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's a scary world. You got to fucking...
got to keep your head on the swivel these days.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bit like that. It's a bit like that with everything, I think.
Have you got any future travel plans or anything?
Sort of. Oh, look, the main one that is sort of maybe in a bit of doubt with, obviously, Nax has come out of nowhere. Not to come out of nowhere, but when I was planning this trip at the start of the year, me and my mate Ryan are planning to move to South America end of the year.
Oh, really?
So January we'll kind of head off. First stop, Brazil. They've got that carnival on there.
Yeah.
Start there. No real time frame. Just go for as long as we want. But obviously now... responsibility.
Yeah, I know.
It's
I know.
A bit like, obviously you work for someone, you take leave or you quit, well that's all good, nothing changes, but now there's
this is you.
Yeah, so I think it might just be I might try to go to Japan for a week or so in the middle of the year, get out of here, and then I might just do a month in South America at the end of the year.
Do you sort of always have to have something booked or have a holiday planned? Do you find that's sort of something that you need to do for your sort of mental health and just, you know, well-being?
Yeah, I'm massive on it. So, like, first big trip I did when I was on my own, I reckon I was 19, me and two other mates went to Vietnam. So, Cambodia first. Haven't been to Cambodia. The party scene over there is wild.
Yeah, you got any stories from them?
There's a few stories, probably a bit unhinged. Yeah, that's maybe the after-hours bunked in. But, like, obviously... Vietnam and Bali and those countries are quite strict laws around illicit substances.
Yeah.
But Cambodia is loose as anything. Like they have these islands where you just go to them and you can get anything you want whenever you want, which is cool.
Which you weren't doing,
obviously. Which, obviously, I was just watching from the sideline.
Drinking water.
And I was just thinking, like, it's going on around here. Like, I was just out of that behaviour.
Yeah, sort of.
You boys know me pretty well.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not getting caught up in that nonsense. Yeah. But I remember thinking, geez, that would be fun.
Shout out to mum.
Yeah, shout out to mum. You're watching at home. Wouldn't get near any of that stuff. Don't worry. Better than that. Brought up better.
Better than that.
You raised me right.
Yeah. And then we went to Vietnam, started in Hanoi, went right at the top, but we ended up buying motorbikes. So I did the whole coastline over a month on motorbikes. So it's
mad.
And like, I think there for 6 weeks, spent $5,000. One of the best experiences of my life.
$5,000 for 6 weeks.
Yeah, and we're living like, well, in my opinion, we're living like kings at the time. I'll probably still be able to do the same trip. I do remember towards the end, we're staying at a hostel. Where are we? Hanoi. Right at the end, as we're flying out of. I ran out of money. I was broke.
Yeah.
So, for the money, mate. But, and I just like, was like, I'm talking broke. I couldn't mess my parents for money. I'm overseas traveling. It's like, it would have been the whole thing. You are old enough to know you got to save money and do these things. You can't get bailed out.
Yeah.
I was brought up, which is fine. But the hostel I was staying at had a deal that if you could eat this burger and skull this beer in a certain amount of time, you ate for free.
Really?
So I'd have to do it every day.
Really? And you got it easy.
I smashed it. First one to do it, and I did it 3 times in a row.
Really?
Yeah, and they were like, so often by the end of it, like, you can't just keep doing it. I said, well, I can. Like, it's up there.
Yeah.
So once day I'd go down, that'd be my meal for the day. I'd just smash this burger. at like 10 a.m. Just got the beer. Oh, got me through.
That's good.
Fucking gold, cunt.
Yeah. But sort of since then, I got the bug. Traveling's not cheap, obviously, especially Europe, those larger countries. South America will be nice because it will be cheaper.
Mm.
But I think, as you said, for you just having that break, middle of the year, I like to have a week where I can just go and not worry about
that's
it.
Smart.
And you just got to do it. I find like, and just don't have to go traveling for 6 months or 8 months because it's hard to do as you get responsibilities. But
just do
little blocks here and there, and you can eventually tick that off. You do 2 blocks a year or even 1 a year over 10 years. Well, then you've been in 10 different countries, 10 different continents.
Yeah, that's true. And then you, at least you, while you're working, you're like, oh, that's all right, I've only got fucking 3 weeks till I go away.
Yeah.
It sort of always has something to look forward to.
Is it a myth that height gives you an advantage with women, even internationally, you reckon?
Is it a myth that it gives you an advantage? Massive advantage.
Yeah.
No myth about it.
No, yeah. It's a proven fact. And and I'm very grateful for my parents for genetics.
Are they both tall?
Yeah, mum's just under 6 foot and dad's 6'3", so both big
people. About my height, your old man.
Yeah. but dad's side's massive. Like I went to a family event not long ago and I was sitting in there like fourth or fifth tallest.
Really?
Which is massive. A lot of younger cousins. Hopefully a few of them are watching.
Height does give you an advantage for
but
sure.
But I've had a few girls go to me on night out. Like, I'm not sure if you're tall or hot. And I'm just like, fuck, I don't know what to feel about that.
Yeah.
I guess.
I'll take it.
I guess that could be worse.
Yeah, you got any like good comebacks for people sort of, you know, saying, how's the weather up there or something?
No, I actually don't. It's never really bothered me. Like, it happens a lot, but you sort of become used to it. Like, it's just how people are. It doesn't really matter to me. Like,
that's
true.
It comes from a place of, normally it comes from a place of good
love.
Cuff me, good love. I'm guilty of that for sure. Yeah. Shout out Bailey Leonard, mate. This is height gets you places.
Yeah, it does. And I got a lot of mates who are filthy on it, but talk to your parents, don't talk to me.
We got a few short mates. I reckon a bit of our crew.
But at the same time, short kings are up. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I've been hearing that, but I'm looking at
that's a real myth.
I heard that a few years ago. I was actually living in Warrandyte. Short kings are up, and I was living with two short kings, and Ricky and Pizzy, two short kings.
Sorry, boys.
No, guys, it's fine.
How are the women going? Have you got anything tied up? You're just having fun, or is you just too busy focusing on the business?
It's a bit of everything, to be honest. Like, not really going out looking for anything necessarily. There's sort of one girl got the eyes for, but early days, sort of play as it comes. That's sort of my theory behind it. If you go looking for it, you're not going to find it.
You don't
know when you're going to meet someone, you're going to end up dating. So I just go, if it takes as it comes. If I meet the right person, I do. If I don't, well, I'm 29 or 30 and I do, well, I'm not going to rush into something just because I go, oh, shit.
Yeah.
So that's my theory. But there's a girl I got the eyes for. See how that goes? Just play it by ear.
Nice.
Dude, these knacks are addicting. I'm holding off having another one.
Once they get in the bloodstream.
Yeah, it's, I need to stop, but, you know, they're
good. I
feel
like we could go for a run, too, with the electrolytes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, actually, we're at Aubrey Tigers on the weekend for a practice match. I was chatting to the president during the week because I gave him the tester slab because we've got a few boys that play there.
Mm.
And I rang him, like, what do you reckon? You happy about it? And he goes, yeah, we loved it. He goes, fucking some of the players kept trying to get hold of him at half time.
Yeah, don't forget about the fucking Allen's lollies, mate. Get the fucking knacks out.
Get the oranges in the rooms.
That's oranges.
Right. Cutting them up. Big pole. We got that.
That's funny as. That's gross. What are we talking about? Sorry, dude.
What?
I just nothing.
All right, we'll keep going.
Yep, keep going. So, all right. So obviously you got a lot of things. You got horse racing. You got alcohol. What are some things sort of you find day to day that you can't really live without? Is it the vape that you can't live without, or what are some things that, you know, Big Bird needs to get him through sort of a week?
Knack's a staple now, but look, I guess sort of the mantra I live by, a bit sort of that work hard, play hard mantra always have. So
you definitely have got that for sure.
So it's like you can go as hard as you want on the weekends and that, but if you're not going to pull your finger out during the week, well, then you're just going to end up being a bit of a slob, in my opinion. So I get into the gym, and I'm not talking every day, like sort of try and get 3 or 4 days a week, just even for 30 minutes. So pretty big on exercise, sort of keeps you sharp, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So that's probably one thing. And
dude, that's something we were saying at pitch. I know me, Dicko, and a few of the boys going, fucking hell. Big Bird is shredded.
Yeah. Might have, could have expanded the dehydration at Twitch. Right? Yeah. What day are we talking?
Could have been. What's your diet like? Are you sort of dieting at all, or you just eat pretty good?
Diet's just generally good. Like, I eat clean. It's not like anything. So I don't want to get to a point where I'm like measuring calories, that sort of stuff, and takes enjoyment away from food, because I love food. But I'm sort of lucky in the sense that the food I enjoy is all steak and veg and that sort of stuff. That's what, if I'm having, going out for a treat, like I go to a nice restaurant and get a steak. So I think it's just that whole I eat a lot, obviously, if the size have to. So I have to weigh out counting calories, that sort of stuff, and just try and eat clean as much as I can, really.
Yeah.
Do you think like exercise and that is sort of really essential for your mental health and shit as well? Like,
yeah, 100%. Like, I'm just sharp with it. Like, so I try and get up early most mornings, go to the gym, sets me up for the day. Yeah. And then if I have a week where I have a big weekend, I do slack off for the week, well, then the eating goes with it. And then all of a sudden you can become lethargic. You're just not quite as sharp. So I live by that. You just got to, and I'm not talking, you don't have to go for a fucking 10K run. You don't have to.
No.
If you just want to go for a walk or whatever, go up in the morning, take the dog for a walk, or just a little things like that. But you've got to get moving.
Tinder date walk.
Yeah. If you just want to go down to Gochi with a girl off Tinder, like, go for it. Like, I'm telling you.
It works.
But yeah, for get me, heart rate up. Exercise is a staple. And obviously, I was tall but quite skinny. So that's where I was playing footy for senior at the time. Just wasn't big enough. Got pushed around a lot. One of my good mates there, Rory Scopel. Massive, big gym man, and just still one of my best mates of the day. He sort of got me into the gym and got the bug. So it's probably been, I reckon, 7 or 8 years I've been going fairly consistent.
Yeah.
So it's a long road, but every minute of it for sure.
You missing footy?
A little bit. I think with knack and that, my mind's not even on it right now. I'm quite focused on that. Just need to, like, I am looking forward to playing this back half of the year with Denny. More so the fact it's all some best mates from home. And
is that the Rams?
The Rams, yeah.
The Rams, yep.
Yeah, and I don't know, just playing with your mates you grew up with, you sort of feel a bit more like responsibility. Like, if you do a bad kick, you don't want to see your best mate from school. Like, I'm a bit more ownership, in my opinion. So I'm looking forward to getting back, but am I missing it right now? I just don't really have time to think about it, I guess.
But you weren't really committing to a full season, were you?
Nah, never. So this is always thing. I can only give you half a year towards the back end with work and stuff. You're going to be traveling with work, so.
A bit of prime train energy about it. You might just go do a few one-day contracts at a few teams.
Mentioned, he said, we should see if they'd take you on a one-day when we launch Knack at the footy club. I was like, I'll go to Aubrey Tigers and be like, you don't mind if I run around in the twos? And they'll be like, nah.
Have you perform.
They're like, nah. Our twos are full.
Everyone would be, you haven't been in one training session, mate. Yeah. Are you fucking kidding yourself?
And like, I guess we've been lucky. Oh, I'm not sure it's lucky in a sense, but through footy, you've met a lot of good footballers through juniors, that sort of stuff. So a lot of my mates who are stocking the footy club, it's all like Premier League or O&M or Golden Valley.
It's not like
you walk up, have a kick and go home. Yeah. So maybe if I had the ability to prime, I could sneak in, but.
Yeah, a bit
late on that, I think.
Dude,
bit of a goose, but a good player.
Speaking of the gym, me and Dicko, we go to this gym we've spoken about before. Dicko was absent last week. You hurt your shoulder, wakeboarding, and you decided to go. Get a pedicure with your missus.
Oh boy, that is breaking news.
Me and Bez are at the gym, and we've.
Bez is a big boy.
And the trainer's gone, where's Ben? I'm like, believe it or not, he was actually getting a pedicure with his missus.
Oh my God.
He's gone, no fucking way, you're kidding. And then.
And you come clean about that.
Yeah, well, I told him, I said, I should have got me fucking.
Your feet are looking good, mate.
I should have got me toes painted, bro. Because they were talons for years.
Yeah.
And after I did Oxfam, they were just crook.
Oh, yeah.
Crooked fucking bruises and shit was all. And Mrs. was, she said she wanted to do it. And I was like, I'll pay for it. Let's go. I'll do it. And
yeah, I'll pay for your pedicure, baby.
But she said, you're so good to me. You're so good to me. You get your toes painted.
I'll come with you if I have to.
and I'm like, it's a small price to pay to get your lunch made every day.
And speaking of the girlfriend, sorry to hijack you there. It's actually the 6 months today.
Yeah.
And you prioritised getting me on the podcast. Oh, so first, congratulations.
Nice. Good to see you got your priorities straight, mate.
And second, look, I really appreciate that you've put me above her on this one. Sorry.
You're about 4 foot fucking tall than
I feel honoured to be brought on such a historic day in your life.
Mm. Yeah, well, I kind of thought with the six this isn't the reason I'm not with her right now. No, I do love you, babe.
Shout out.
No, I just thought we'll do something else. We'll do something else tomorrow. But at the same time, it's like at the 6 months, you're just going to be subtle about it, yeah, I reckon. Yeah, 6 months.
Not that big, yeah.
It's okay. You can't carry on too much about it 6 months. Mm. Me and her can do it together. Mm. But I think you don't want to carry on fucking too much. We'll throw a knacker fan.
We'll be here to year.
Dude, we should actually do that. That would be so funny.
That would be hilarious. Yeah, celebrating Chico and Ellis 1 year, brought to you by Knack.
That would be fucking hilarious.
Yeah. What about you boys? When would be the 12 months for the bunked in, the day you started this? Ooh. We should do something for that as well.
Yeah, I reckon. Point. Me and BJ really need to sit down and get a good plan of what the future is going to hold for us.
Yeah, we need to have a meeting.
Well, you keep going to Sydney, don't you? Can't pin you down at the moment.
Yeah, facts.
When I met these two blokes about 12 months ago, they were single. I wouldn't say thriving with the word because they're both thriving now, but I come on here 12 months down the track and I'm the only one without a girlfriend, I think. Yeah. Where did it all go wrong? Yeah. For me, not for them.
Have you had a big, long relationship before? You've had a few?
Oh, when I first met you boys this time last year, I had a girlfriend at the time. We've gone a bit over a year and a half. But since then, I've just sort of been taking it easy, to be honest.
Yeah. Wasn't you?
Yeah.
Other things in life you were thinking?
I think we're just going on a different path. Different ideas, what we both wanted. So we just called it quits. But it was a girl I grew up with. And
you wanted a girl with one hand.
Oh. She had two hands. And I was like, just not into that.
That's too much. Yeah, There's too many fingers.
I was like, didn't know where the hands are going. I was like, at least with one you can keep track of.
Dude, when you said you went down the wrong road before, I thought you said you pegged her and you put it in her ass. And that was the wrong road.
Oh, no.
Oh, mate, when the river runs red, you've got to take the dirt past it.
Then the cops pull you over. You can't get into England for 5 years straight
after. Then we quickly brushed over. But what was the pedicure like? What's the process with the pedicure? I don't really know.
It was a bit weird, but we just sit down and... The Asian bird seemed to think that I knew what to do with my feet. Put my feet here, put my feet up.
Like, put your foot here.
Give me direction. No, but she wasn't saying anything. She's just
what are you doing?
Slapping my feet. Do this, do that.
Well, she must have thought you had the nice feet. This boy does this a bit often.
Well, I don't know. She wasn't deterred, at least. So it must be a good look.
She had to get the angle grinder out to trim your toes, or what's it go?
She did, actually. She actually had to put safety specs on when she was grinding them back as well. Yeah, but
thank God for that.
I think she was just keen. I said, hey, mommy, we'll be missus. Yeah, just leave me. Just cheapest you can do.
Oh, you're a big, strong Australian boy.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Look at you.
Oh, fuck. They get you in Bali. Well, I tell
you definitely ratted me out, bro.
I don't think the place in Bali that we're talking about is a pedicure place they get you, but are we?
No. Who knows? They might do it there. Who knows? They do a bit of everything over there.
If you got enough butt, you can get anything over there.
Yeah, that's right.
Fresh coat of shellac or whatever they
say. So, would you recommend a pedicure?
Yeah, I would. Yep.
Your feet feel
what are
better.
Your toes like being so tall?
I've kept my socks on for a reason, lads. They're not pretty down there.
Yeah.
I just can't get down there. They're just out of reach, so I'm letting them go.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. That's the best tall joke, and I've cracked about 12 since you've been.
Well, you've got to realise I've been around a lot of them. Banking
in. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a whole lot of sense.
Funny. Saturday coming up.
Yeah.
Very excited.
Yeah.
Knack. Couldn't be more happy to have tried an act before sort of the big launch. How good's that?
Yeah, it was great. And obviously we've talked about doing this podcast for a while.
Yeah.
Long time listener. Favourite episodes was the one we got shock on. Really enjoyed that one.
Yeah. And funnily enough, I wasn't on that episode.
You weren't actually. We actually have to do one, us two and him.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we should do that soon, I reckon.
Yeah, okay.
I think Shock will be down for it.
Yeah.
Let's get him on Friday night so he can really settle in.
I think we should fucking start doing them all on Friday night now so I can have a fair crack.
Yeah, get now some knack and
absolute. Now Knack's on tap.
Yeah, get
Knack. Well, we'll have to talk about that actually. Yeah,
get Knack and have some probably.
But because...
probably.
But because you've... Hand in hand. You've been so kind to give us some Knacks and you know, let us try this beautiful beverage. We've got a bit of a gift for you, mate. We've been waiting for a big bird to come on and sort of fill the wings out of this particular item. And we've got a bunked in shirt for you, mate. That one up there hanging from the rafters. It's,
I'm actually too short to get you. You're tall enough.
You want
to
grab that one?
Yeah, you can get up there.
Go grab it, mate. So we've been hit up a lot of times for this bunked in merch. And
so that's all yours. So
top property. Yeah.
How good's that? Get back behind the mic and tell me how it feels.
Yeah, give us a review.
Yeah, we've given you a review. Please. So,
just look at this thing. It's the right thickness.
It is, isn't it?
Nice baggy tee. This is really my style, lad.
Yeah, perfect.
Beautiful. I think it's got a good wear. I actually walked in and you had one on. And I thought I might have to inquire about one of these towards the end. But
I spilled a fair bit of knack on it. But
that's right. It washes out. Not like red wine.
Yeah, that's right.
Smart.
Exactly right. What do you reckon, mate? I reckon we get into some song recommendations.
Yeah, I'm with it. I'm hip and with it and ready to fucking do it.
All right, let's go. Big Bear, you want to take the reins here?
Yeah, I'll do the honours. Obviously, with the event at Howe on the weekend, we're going to stick with the house music theme, as that's what we're going to be playing on Saturday.
Let's go.
So Sharp and Stay Honest. No, sorry, Sharp and Stay Home by Sweely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cracker. And then the other one is Sex in the City, the MK Remix, Honey Love.
Coffee.
You boys will enjoy them.
Mm-hmm. Fucking earth, I'll have to give them a listen.
Might have to put them in. Maybe I'll play them on the weekend.
I think so, yeah. Sex in the City, the girls love that one.
Yeah, right.
It's one for the ladies.
Yeah. We love our lady listeners. I got a new Fred Again track, Berwyn Gassif Neighbours. I don't know if that's how you say it, but I heard it on Triple J today and it actually popped off. And then I got the Somebody I Used to Know, but it's just called Somebody, remixed by Fisher and Chris Lake. Heard it for the first time at the gym. It's a fucking banger.
I was actually surprised when you played it before. When you said Fisher, I was like, this is going to be crap.
Yeah.
But it was great.
Yeah. No, it had a bit of heaviness to it.
I'm going to have to go back to the country vibes.
Oh, here we go.
Candy by Paolo Nutini, I think.
Mm.
Fucking banger.
Yep.
And shout out to the Sweets, actually. She's put me on these songs. And Southside of Heaven, Ryan Bingham.
Yeah, great song. Good Yellowstone actor as well.
Take the words out of my mouth.
Yep.
Mm.
But yeah, he's actually got a few bangers.
I agree.
He's a fucking legend. That's funny you say that because I was actually thinking about him today. He's a fucking gangster.
Yeah, he is.
Acting, writing good tracks.
What's Casey Dutton's real name?
Casey Dutton.
You know, off Yellowstone. He's an artist as well. He does some good stuff.
Yeah. I know the one you're talking about. I can't remember his real name, but he just released an album a couple of months back. But yeah, get on Yellowstone. Don't listen to Bunked In. Just get on Yellowstone.
No, don't.
No, listen to Bunked In.
And drink Knack.
Yellowstone's fictional.
Yeah.
Bunked In
and
is not.
And it sucks.
Yeah, Knack's not fictional as well. Drink as many as you can.
That's right. Thanks for coming on, Big Bird, and thanks for introducing us to Knack. I want all our listeners to reach out and are you aiming to have them at some sort of big distributor soon? Or
yeah, definitely. So we're in talks with companies like BWS, Dan Murphy's.
Already?
Yeah, early stages. And look, again, it's through connections. I've had people say, I've got a connection there straight away. Celebrations, which is a smaller chain of bottlers, so they're all jumping on board. A couple of bigger nightclubs looking to get us involved.
Fuck yeah.
Wow. And again, we're integrating that with an event, the first opening night.
Yeah.
So it's all just about getting really, like, the core thing is about bringing mates together. So that's what we're trying to do as much as we can before we, and that's the idea. Like, we just love that. Like, Saturday's going to be great. Like, all you boys will be there. It's going to be awesome.
No, for sure.
I'm going to play a house set on the weekend.
Tech house?
Yeah, I'll play a couple of tech house tracks, but. Mm. When you get to do a proper Knack event, I'll get me on for a big trance set.
Yeah, so we're on off the Gasso for our next one. I've been chatting to the owner.
Yeah.
And there's no rules at the Gasso.
Yeah. So when that comes around, lock me in.
Yep.
And it'll be big. I'm still gonna play a big house set.
Don't
get me wrong, but trance and stuff, we'll get a big.
Yeah.
You fun slammers in there.
So Howler on Saturday, 7 o'clock is the kickoff.
Get down
there if you see me. I don't know. Come over and introduce yourself. Get to know you over a nap.
You'll be able to see him, that's for sure.
Yeah. Just say Big Bird. And I know
he's a big friendly bird.
Yeah, exactly right. And just get down there. It'd be a great opportunity for everyone to spend some time together, drink some Knack and listen to some good house music.
Yeah, it's in Brunswick as well. And it's free entry as well. So
yeah,
there's nothing saying that you can't fucking be there, mate. Yeah,
we're actually lucky enough to be having a happy hour, 7 to 9, cheap now.
Oh yeah.
Oh really? Right.
Happy hours. I guess you could.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I didn't. So get there early. Get around it.
Yeah. Fucking get oath. Stuck in.
I'm excited.
We don't have stuff to do the next day, so we'll be there till all hours, won't we?
Yes. yes, we will.
Even when Scoop's kicking us out, we'll still be there. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, but yeah, thanks again for everyone. Big Bird for coming on.
Nah, absolute pleasure, lads. Looking forward to getting on air 6-12 months down the track. And I can only visit a few of these conversations and we'll see where we're at as bunked in and knack. And you boys remind us a bit of me and Will, a couple of years younger, but having a crack at something is awesome.
It's cool because like blokes like you, I've always looked up to blokes like you and having a crack at something, and so it's because like you said, Sparky wasn't all of what it has to be, and it's the same of us, like what we're doing. There's much more to do out there, and even if that can be the stepping stone or be something that we're doing, but it moves into something else.
And that's our other theory with, like, let's say this goes pear-shaped wherever it is, but the lessons I'm learning through the way now, whether it's this business or another one in 10 years' time, but the skills and the things you learn, the mistakes, you can't put a price on what all that's worth.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, that's a great way to look at it.
Yeah, your nuts are going to grow 20% bigger every time you fucking
take that
gamble as well.
Yeah.
Everything else is going to be easier to say, let's go. Even in a way that you can look at it with good intentions and think, is this good? Is this not? But then you're still going to go fucking full steam ahead.
There's this good quote I'll leave you boys on.
Yes.
So fear's an inch deep and a mile wide. So you boys might not really understand that one yet, but I'll let you sleep on it.
Yeah, okay. An inch deep and a mile wide. That's how deep I go with my inch stick.
You boys just sleep on it. The listeners might get it. Yeah. But it's pretty much saying like you're looking at ocean and you're thinking, Jesus, this fear, it's going to be deep. If you take the step in, it's only an inch deep.
So you
take the plunge, you stress, you do it, you take a risk. All right, that's right.
You
worry about something else, take another step. Oh, that's all right.
Yeah.
So it's continuously just taking those steps. Like, think about everything you've ever been worried about doing and you've done it. Fuck, it's nowhere near as bad as you think, yeah?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, never.
Absolutely.
Like, we were talking about it before about getting in, talking in public like this. We're like dreading it. I have dreading today. But then you do it and you're like, why was I even thinking about this?
Yeah, exactly. Golden. And you don't know until you give it a crack, do you?
Yeah, so it's just about taking that risk, taking the next step.
Fuck yeah.
Well, thanks again to everyone.
Thanks for getting bunked in, guys. Don't blink.
Yeah.
Time's fucking flying.
Yeah.
Hold on to it. Have fun.
That's it.
We love you all.
Love you all.
Peace out.
Bye.